time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, we all knew this day was coming, but it doesn't make it any easier. Since the day I first heard his first broadcast, I remembered how he was going to be a huge asset to this and many other radio stations across the fruited plain. The passing of Rush Limbaugh leaves a huge hole in not just broadcasting, but in the hearts of millions of people. Back to when I first heard Rush, and who doesn't remember, he seemed so far out there, his bravado so strong, one would think there was something illegal in his coffee. But he started drilling on the same issues regarding the running of this country by our so-called politicians, and he took them all to the cleaners, the bad ones, of course. Was he everybody's cup of tea? Well, even if they were on the same page or general persuasion, sometimes not. But if they listened and weeded out the bravado and listened to the facts, one would learn something about the course of this United States America's headed. One thing he did also was to let all callers through on his 1-800 number, conservative or liberal, Repub or Dem. He did brag, you bet. He was number one in his time slot year after year. And his ditto heads was one of the most creative things I'd ever heard in broadcasting. Every time you thought he'd be taking a blowback from listeners or sponsors, he did survive in a cutthroat broadcast world. And he created more spinoffs than any television show ever to come into existence. He made every cable news network news show with commentators always using his discussions to fit their purposes. Many times you'd hear the repetition of these commentators utter that same diatribe and pull the same Rush comments. Got very boring. Rush always said he was an entertainer first, and the rest was a bonus. I'm not sure if he invented or coined the expression, but it was information not given by the drive-by media. Rush gave it an enormous notice. I want to close by saying I'll miss Rush. And again, everything, not, but nonetheless, I will miss him. I'm going to leave you with a true story. As a former radio broadcaster and having managed a couple of radio stations, the last one is where this story comes from, Lake Havasu City, Arizona. In my infinite wisdom, I took a job with a small market radio operator on the basis of being able to act as the general manager. I moved my rather large family from Eureka to Havasu in the middle of the summer of 92. I proposed that we change the format of his easy listening AM and pick up Rush Limbaugh and put country on the FM. It was like talking to a wall. Havasu at the time, and still is, mostly older demographics with retirees and obviously mostly conservative. Rush would have had a huge share of the radio market, mind you, and Rush was relatively new to the airwaves. Stonewalled, I looked at several other negatives and rolled the Mayflower back to Eureka, Christmas Eve of 92. A radio station in Bullhead, Arizona did pick up the Rush show just up the road a little bit and now is covering the market and laughing all the way to the bank. And country music is a success too. Enough said. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.